Ask the Mayor, our public affairs program every Sunday, and what I've been waiting for, all the breaking news, but this is the most important. Did the Mayor beat his son and daughter in the Peachtree race in Atlanta on Sunday?
Steve, I did not beat my 40-year-old son. He was waiting for me at the finishing line. So, but I had a great time. I did a great time, a personal best time on the Peachtree. It was wonderful to go down to Atlanta, be at the crack of dawn, to be at the race site, and then get started about 7:30 for the race. It was perfect weather, 68 degrees. Really, the spirit of that is people just getting out, running and walking and enjoying the community. I finished the race and then quickly got back up here to Highlands to enjoy the festivities of the 4th of July.
I had no idea. Two waves, 24,000 or so on Saturday, 24,000 or so on Sunday, and you finished 13th among 426 in your age group. That's
yeah,
not
the
too
70
bad.
To 74-year-olds, yes. You know, to put things in perspective, I was just thinking about this. They start the race with putting people in running corrals. And looking back on that, my corral was probably about the equal to the population of Highlands with 24,000 runners running down Peachtree. It was just a great time.
And you came back up for the wonderful July 4th fireworks. They went well. Saturday, the great weather. It was wonderful. Everything went well. And the police, everybody filed in, filed out. I thought it was
That's a great job. It becomes a very crowded event, especially in our park. And then we have heavy traffic, so the police did a great job. I want to congratulate the Highlands Chamber of Commerce for putting on another festival of independence. The music was wonderful. The fireworks that they provide are always spectacular. So it was just a great day of celebration, kind of a return to normalcy after this COVID pandemic has passed. You know, there's always room for improvement, Steve, and I'll just bring one thing up that I think the board needs to revisit. You know, we have an alcohol policy of not allowing alcohol in the park on July the 4th. During the firework, the board made that decision a number of years ago based on the idea of how many people are in the park. We've got a lot of kids running around, and then you have the traffic issues and so forth. Maybe we do need to look at this policy. I noticed there were some of our guests walking around the sidewalks and everywhere with open containers. That's not allowed, but maybe we need to look at our policy at the park and see if we can come up with a different policy or not. But it that would be a board decision.
People did spot you with the DOT, and what are you talking with them about?
Andy Russell, who is the division engineer, was up here with his assistant this past week. Issues on Big Bear Pen. We've been working on a project involving Bear Pen, improving that road now for several years. We also went around town looking at some areas where there might be some drainage issues related to a DOT road, just making the DOT aware of some of the concerns that face the town on that front. Andy and I went up to the intersection, the 28th, Tula and South Street intersection. That intersection has been improved from what it was. I got a lot of feedback from citizens and saying there were still some problems with that intersection. After our police chief and our kind of traffic safety expert, Leah McCall, who's a retiree of the North Carolina State Patrol and is on our police force, they all looked at the situation along with our town manager and Lamar Nix, our public works director. We're going to make some improvements, some of the minor, to improve that intersection, relocating some stop signs, placing some stop bars in critical areas to make people aware that they need to come to a complete stop. One of the things that we want to talk with DOT about, and I will say this, at the time of this recording, the conversation with the DOT engineers have probably has already been held, and that would be as people come off 28 making that right lane turn onto either south of Satula. It seems to be a little bit of a problematic quick turn there, and then there's that stop sign. We want to talk to DOT how we might be able to readjust the lane to where people have a better sight distance when they have to make the turn and slow people down.
Where are we with vaccinations and the vaccine? The Delta variant seems to be increasing, at least the media talking about that, with infections in states that aren't vaccinated. How are we doing?
There is a concern that for the people that are not vaccinated, especially, that we could see kind of a surge in COVID cases because of the Delta variant. At the beginning, where the vaccines were available, the clinic did a wonderful job of vaccinating large numbers of people very quickly. And there was a high demand, a high waiting list, you know, 1,000 a time people wanting that vaccine. But at a critical point, all those people that really wanted the vaccine were vaccinated. We saw a real quick drop in demand to where Tom and his volunteer folks came to the conclusion there's just not enough people wanting the vaccine to mobilize a large number of volunteers to put on another clinic. That issue has been revisited. I know that the folks that had put on the clinic will continue to monitor the situation. If we did see a significant surge and a demand in need for the vaccine, but right now it's just not there. And the point can be made, there are other alternative ways of getting vaccinated. For example, you can go to your local pharmacies here in Highlands or in Cashiers. They'll be happy to set up an appointment for you to get that vaccination. Or at Ingalls, they're available 7 days a week for you to walk into Ingalls and request a vaccination. So there are opportunities for those people that have not been vaccinated to take advantage of these services that are already in place. So that's where we are now. I would encourage people that have not been vaccinated to really rethink and reconsider getting vaccinated, because that Delta variant seems to really be moving through communities, especially where there's a high percentage of people that have not been vaccinated. I encourage people, if you have not gotten a vaccination, and I don't want to get into the reasons why you don't want to get vaccinated, but I would just ask people to kind of reflect, for the good of your family, for you and your community, just to reconsider and get a vaccine. That will really make a difference in addressing this potential problem that we will be facing as we go toward the fall.
Your community coffee is coming back on July 23rd. Great to see that. What's your topic going to be?
One of the things that I did prior to the pandemic, on a Friday every month at the public library, the Hudson Library, I would have a community coffee, and the folks, the library, were wonderful. They would give us that big conference room, and we would just simply talk about community issues. We haven't had one in well over a year because of the COVID pandemic, but now we're going to come back with a new community coffee, and that is on Friday, the July 23rd, 11 o'clock at the library. It's going to be a discussion, an open discussion about the Highlands Community Plan. I'm inviting some folks that were involved in developing the plan to come join us, and we're just going to have a community conversation, and people can ask questions, make comments about different parts of the plan. I know we need the feedback and everything, but don't expect us to solve any major issues at the coffee. It's just a discussion. Things like short-term rentals. I want to hear what people think, and let's kick around some ideas about how we could proceed from this point to a new plan for addressing the short-term rental issue. We're not going to be able to come up with any definitive solution or final solution at the coffee, but like I say, I want to get the public's feedback in an open forum. Same thing with workforce housing. That is a major challenge for this community, the plateau, the state, and actually at the national level. How do we provide enough affordable housing for our folks that work for a living? And that's going to be a challenge for this whole plateau going into the next several years. I don't have any solutions that are just quick fix for these kind of issues. It's going to be very complex, and we need the whole community involved in addressing this challenge.
And a challenge also, let's just talk about broadband, the contract still being worked on, and the people are testing the fiber.
Some people are getting anxious and frustrated. I am too. And, you know, I was talking to our town manager and other folks. Our attorneys are still drawing little red lines under different parts of the drafted contract. Hotwire people are doing the same thing. We're trying to get them to kind of resolve some of those differences before it is then presented to the board. And the town board will have a period of time to review the contract, and then we will make a final decision about approving the contract itself. In the meantime, the company that's building the network, they're down to the kind of the final phase of testing each fiber to make sure it lights up and goes to the central hub. And then they're doing some little punch items on the actual installation, and they're finishing that up too. So hopefully by the end of the month, all of those items can be addressed. I hope that we can have that contract in the hands of the town board of commissioners to where we can take action as soon as possible on approving this contract. Getting Hotwire here in Highlands, setting up an office, and beginning to serve customers.
You highly recommend running for office. You have already announced that you're running for a third term, and there is a deadline for it.
Yes, the deadline is noon, July the 16th. In order to file, you have to go to the County Board of Elections, which is housed in the basement of the Macon County Courthouse. They'll be happy if you'd like to file for the mayor's position or if you'd like to file for a Board of Commissioners position. There will be two commission seats up for election. I encourage people that are interested in this community and feel like they're qualified to consider running for public office. My hope is that we have a good pool of candidates for filling these positions. So again, I want to encourage people to consider serving in public office. And also, I want to encourage everyone who can to go out and vote this year. We will be having, like in the past, early voting and then election day voting. I'm becoming more and more of a fan of early voting because it helps cut down on the lines on election day. But whether you vote on election day or if you vote early, it does not matter. The important thing is that everybody cast a ballot. And I know we have about 940 voters in Highlands. And what is always disappointing to me, and I keep saying this over and over again, when I see that 400 people or 425 or 50 people come out and vote, I'm saying, what happened to the other 450? Why didn't they just take the time to go and vote in this important municipal election? It's very easy. You go to the Highlands Civic Center. The folks that run our elections are very efficient. You just go in, cast your ballot, and you're done. I want to encourage everybody that's registered to vote in the town elections to go out and cast your ballot.